Let us pray. Dear Lord, since the last time that we were able to pray together, you have done so many things, and we owe you a debt of gratitude, of thanks, appreciation, and praise. And it is our joy, O God, right now, to say thank you and to acknowledge all of your goodness and all of the beneficent things that you have done to bring us to this moment. Lord, I want to thank you for this person that I'm privileged to pray with and for. And whatever time, O God, this prayer catches up to them, I pray, Father, that you would bless them. I pray, Heavenly Father, that your power would be made manifest in their current circumstance, crisis, situation, dilemma, depression, discouragement, or need for deliverance. I pray, O God, that you give this person hope that is grounded in the power of Christ and the promise, O God, of your purpose. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you would lift them if they're down, that you would inspire them if they're discouraged. I pray, Father, that you will heal them if they're sick. I pray, God, that you would supply for them if they are experiencing lack, poverty in any way. I just pray, Father, that you would manifest yourself on their behalf. Make your presence known. And make, O God, the devil to be a complete fool in thinking they could possibly have victory over this person's life. We come against every demonic, evil, devilish, mischievous, unclean spirit in the authority of the Word of God and the power of the name of Jesus Christ. And we command all of such to be dismissed and to leave this person and their family in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for always hearing us. Thank you for always being accessible. Thank you, O God, for functioning within your sovereignty. Thank you for loving us anyway. We pray, Father, that you would forgive us of our sins and our sinfulness. Make, O God, this day one that will be filled with your grace and your mercy and your providence and protection for us. We'll give you the praise and glory for it. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a good day today, and may your day continue to be good. And if it's not good at this moment, we serve a God who can turn it around. You just keep pushing. You just keep pushing. And God will get in your push and help you. If you're not saved, you're not in a good place. Even if you got a pocket full of money, even if you feel good, and even if it seems like everything is going the way you want it to go, if you have not accepted Christ, you are not in a good place. And since life is short, and some suggest you should enjoy it, and I agree. But since eternity is so long, it would behoove you to prepare for it. And the danger of not doing so would mean that you would spend eternity in hell, in a place where you were not invited. However, if you accept Christ, you can spend eternity in heaven with God and with all of the saints who have accepted Jesus Christ. If you desire to be saved, all you have to do is acknowledge your need for Christ. Believe he's the only begotten Son of God, that he died and rose again after 3 days. And then all you're left to do is to confess it with your mouth, because you believe it in your heart, and the Bible says you shall be saved. I'd love to hear from you, or at least to hear of you today. And if I don't get a chance to meet you on this side, I relish the opportunity to talk with you and celebrate God with you on the other side. And before you let this message fade into oblivion, I ask that you would think of others and send it to whomever you think may need it right now. This is Pastor Morris of the Bethel Baptist Church of Brooklyn, New York. Until next time, I love you. Take care and bye-bye.